What do you like about me? What don't you like about me? Today is December 18, 2016. I went to my chiropractor today, my neck was stuck. I took a ride with the community center van. On the way back, the driver of the van gave me feedback on myself, eager. As in eager beaver. Busy body, annoying, rushing people. I was already waiting outside when he came to pick me up, and I was waiting for him outside the chiropractor's office when he came to pick me up. I meant to make it easier and faster for him, but that is not how it landed. Obviously. Ugh. That hurts. I hadn't gotten feedback that struck me worse in a long time. So suddenly I am there, right with you, the feedback I am asking you to get is not good news. So I was struggling with it. Then it occurred to me that I have always been eager. Eager to talk, eager to express an opinion, eager to be first, eager to hurry up any process. No patience for slow pokes. I must be really annoying for many people. I am like a tank that clears the road, for everybody, and no one follows. It's annoying to them. And it is devastating to me. Every fiber of my being wanted me to say that it is the guy's vantage point that is wrong, and that I am just the right amount of eager. Lol. It is probably the core of who I am. Eager. Hard swallowing. Can I change it? Muscle test says in quad, no in quad. Should I change it? Muscle test says in quad, no in quad. Lacking better or closer examples, I am looking to some people in history. And myths. Moses, Jesus, Joan of Arc, even in history I don't find many insistent, persistent urgers. I am noticing that I translated eager to urging. I muscle test, and I find this is what he really said. Urging the slow, the comfortable, the slothful. That is easier to own. This morning I got another batch of NQOT, 5 questions exercise NQOT, answers. It occurs to me that you may want to express your like and dislike, your approval and disapproval to me. So here is an invitation. Answer the 5 questions to me, about me. I am asking the questions. You can do it in writing. You can do it in the comments. And you can be honest. Or you can do it in email. Or you can get on a 5-minute Skype call with me, and do it live. Maybe you can do it on a webinar. It could be your Christmas gift to me. Doing this is a small but significant step towards taking the role in your life you have not taken. Ownership. Cause. You have to think. You have to observe. You have to have words. Coherence. It's not easy. And yet you can do it. But you haven't. Not with any consistency. So please do it. For yourself. I'll receive and appreciate the gift. Here are the questions. 1. What do you like about me? 2. What don't you like about me? 3. What do you see as my strengths? 4. What do you see as my weaknesses? 5. Is there anything else you've ever wanted to say to me but haven't? P.S. Want to know how not to answer these questions? Here is a WikiHow article for that. https://www.wikihow.com/answer%22 What do you like about me %22